Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air, and you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today, as always, we will have our co-host Pooja Desai from Believe Healing and Lolita72 from the chat room. All right, guys, whenever you get on here, I'll bring you on air right away. And for those of you tuning in, we will be having a special guest today. But in the meantime, we will also be taking callers with a single one-part question on any topic in their life. As always, you're able to ask your questions, and us, your Psychic Talk Radio psychics, will try and answer your questions to the best of our ability. And, of course, without too many people within the queue on any given time, I will sometimes allow a second question or two to slip by. So please, for those of you that are interested in calling into today's show, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. And please, everyone, do not forget about the special that we are offering right now. Tomorrow is the expiration date on that. So please get your bookings in by tomorrow in order to take advantage of the special that Pooja Desai is offering right now through her Believe Healing Intuitive Counseling Service offered through HousePsychic.com. And right now I am also offering a one half hour reading for $10. Yes, people, that's a 30-minute reading for only $10. Visit HousePsychic.com, as in HOWPSYCHIC.com. All right. Hello, Lolita. You are on air.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, standing vertical, and excited to do the show.
Wonderful. What do you mean, standing vertical?
I'm alive. I'm alive.
Oh,
what more can
okay.
we ask for?
Cool.
Yeah.
Almost went over my head there. Okay, cool. Well, we are waiting on Pooja Desai, who normally tends to be a little bit late and behind because of the commute it takes to get to her computer.
I just got a call. Emergency happened, so she won't be able to make it. Just got the text.
All right, well,
I apologize for that,
everyone.
That
is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so just me and you,
Adam. All right, we send out the best of energy, huh?
So just me and you tonight.
Just me and you, girl. Okay, let's do
this.
Okay,
let's talk.
All right. Well, I want you to go ahead and make that special announcement I talked to you about before the show.
Do we have that young lady online?
Yes, we do.
All right. We're going to bring this young lady by the name of Lori online. And I met Lori today through Blog Talk. And I wanted her to come on the show. And I invited her to come so she can talk to you. And maybe we can help her out, or you guys can help her out and,
okay,
you know, lead her
wonderful.
To the next place. So, Lori, are you on air?
I'm bringing her on. Hold on. Sometimes
okay.
our switchboard is,
a
little bit slow.
This is a last-minute thing, everyone. She wasn't expecting that, and nor was Adam. So, Lori, hopefully you'll enjoy
Lori,
this.
you'll be on air momentarily with us. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of time to get this switchboard working properly here. Let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and try and refresh the switchboard. It's showing that I'm still connected to the internet.
Okay, well, why are you waiting on that? Just a reminder to everyone, at 2:40, we have a full moon going on in Capricorn. So make sure you guys do your meditations and clear out everything that does not belong to your own higher self good, and focus on the great affirmations that you'll be doing during this full moon. Because I'm looking forward to it, because it affects me.
All right. Well, Lori, are you there? You should be on
air
now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there you are. Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
You weren't expecting
that,
were you, Miss Thing?
No, not at all. I'm sitting here going, okay then.
Oh, my God, I got in right away. Oh, my God. We try and be very accommodating here on Psychic Talk Radio. So how may I help you?
Problem is not able to focus and sort of flying in the wind, no grounding. And
okay.
I have no idea how to do so.
Okay.
Not like I'm trying to avoid it. It's just I don't know the tools to do so.
Okay, I hear you. Well, I'll get into that in just a moment, but one of the things that's just coming up instantaneously here when I focus in on you, you don't play a lot where it comes to lottery or gambling situations, do you?
Mm-mm,
okay.
No.
Because, honey, I'm seeing you winning some money here. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm being shown a symbol of 2X. Okay, I don't mean to go off subject, I don't mean to get away from your question, we're going to touch basis on that, but the first energy I'm getting is you winning money. I don't know why, I'm just seeing the double X here, okay?
Okay.
And that's pretty good. All right, well, as far as your question is concerned, with the balancing and the grounding, so to speak, is the proper term, one of the things that I feel you can do is some meditation, which I'm sure you've tried to do in the past, but visualize in your meditation yourself being grounded in a sense. One way to do this is by picturing yourself as a tree with deep roots in the ground, okay? Another way of you picturing this could be sitting on a rock, okay, that's shaped into a chair. These are all things that you can use visionary-wise in a meditation to help ground yourself. A lot of times what you can do is another suggestion, lighting a white candle for all the people that you provide your services to or you talk to throughout your day-to-day life and pouring blessings and energy into that candle for them and then letting go of it that way. Because sometimes that's like taking all the energy you absorb from them and putting it into that candle to be converted into a positive and going right back to them, allowing yourself to take that away from you so it doesn't affect you as much and you don't need as much grounding.
Okay. The only problem I have is I can't sit still for meditations anymore. And visualizing
that's
out the window.
I'm throwing out another suggestion. Huh?
No disrespect. I can't visualize for anything. It's like out the window. As I explained before, it's more of fidgety knees, fidgety feet, and not even able to sit more than 5 minutes.
Fidgety.
Very fidgety.
That's because you're very connected to the spirit world, hon. You're extremely connected to the spirit world. And it's not that your visionary is gone. It just comes through different. It comes through when you're interacting with others. Your visionary side or your imaginative side, your creative side, that's all a part of your spiritual connection with others.
Okay. Didn't think of that. Good point.
Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling that... You seem to be able to be very accurate when you're getting your vibrations, you know, and your vibing, so to speak, as they call it. A lot of what I feel coming is through your clairaudiency Okay, so that's where your strongest ability lies. You have the clairvoyant, I'm sorry, obviously you have the clairaudient. You have the clairvoyant, and you have the what's known as the clairtouch, or it's not the proper term, but it is one that's floating around right now. Clairtouch is when we touch an object that belongs to someone, and you're able to get the vibrations of them through that as well.
I haven't been successful with that yet. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
I haven't been successful with that, personally trying it. At least making a conscious effort to do it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the thing that is going to work the best for you when it comes to using that ability, because it's not one of your strongest, is just letting it naturally happen. One of the ways that you can find it works the best is by touching the person's skin, like their hand or their finger, and that's where most of their, you know, energy resides, is within their very being itself anyway.
Good point. Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think that you're headed down the right path, and I feel that a lot of your fidginess, stumbling over my words here, fidgetive activities seem to be mostly coming from your spiritual connection, but it also seems to me that you've had a very rough life, okay? I'd say that you've lived a lot more in your lifetime than most people go through in their whole entire lifetime, and just in a short amount of time in yours, you know? I'm feeling that you've seen a lot of ups and downs like we all have, but you've seen mostly downs, because you're very receptive to people's vibrations and energies. It seems to me that you're very capable of reading people's thoughts without them really being able to express them. They could be running around with a smile on their face, but, you know, they're angry as, you know,
right.
Angry as the next person internally. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling that it's a part of that as well. Your ability to clara feel is very heightened all the time.
As far as my history goes, you nailed it pretty well. What my natural ability has been is that I can see the core person is the way I describe it, not the external.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm more of I call myself more of a humanist than I am a realist or
wonderful.
Now, person, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may be a realist to a very small degree. You seem to be a very cored human being. Actually, there is a term for this. You are a truth keeper and seeker. Okay, and this is what I am. I bring out the truth in others. I bring out even truths about themselves that they cannot necessarily see themselves. And this is what you do. You bring that out in them. And I'm just reflecting back to you what you said, but under different contexts and with a little bit different articulation behind it, to help you see the depth of how far this really goes. Now, one of the biggest problems, I don't mean to interrupt you, you'll have plenty of time to talk here. One of the biggest problems that you're running into is that you're seeing the good a lot of times in people, but you're not seeing the external side of them that can be bad. You're bypassing that a lot of the times, and that's how you're getting into trouble here.
Understatement. But it has been pretty good about being called everyone's little sister that way. Everybody seems to appreciate that little talent, and they call me their little sister. It's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it is a curse and a blessing, as it is for us all. Mm-hmm. But I think that's cute, their little sister. That's kind of cool. All right. Well, you know, I really feel that you can be helped. I really feel that all you need is a little bit of guidance and some training. But ultimately, there are many different ways besides meditation and visualization to help ground yourself. And then once you reach a better point of grounding through a means that works for you, which we can probably custom make one, then I believe that you'll be able to find meditating and visualizing even then is a little bit easier.
It used to be quite easy. I used to be able to do it. That's what's driving me crazy. I used to be able to do it, no problem. Now it's like a block. And when I do any readings or try and help someone, it's kind of weird because it's like I know the answer, but I don't have a method to get to the answer, so I can't use it repetitively.
Okay. Part of the problem as to why you were able to at one point and not able to now is that now after, like, it seems every year your ability has been strengthening as it normally does for most of us. And every time it strengthens, you end up with a higher vibrant, in a good way or a negative way, set of clientele. A clientele on a different level of vibration and sometimes a deeper or more intensive one. So you're feeling yourself more drained than you used to, and that's why.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I know that when I try and do it now, it's like my energies, I want to fall asleep. Like, good night.
Okay.
And I think the more you focus on that and you find yourself practicing it and you're getting it into a routine, because it's got to be part of your routine, especially if you're going to be a light worker and doing your tarot readings. You got to do that, and you'll find it. You'll find yourself even shifting a little bit even more, balancing it. And you'll find ways to, you know, make readings a lot more easier for you, and actually expanding your spiritual abilities also. So really work on yourself, and that's what I would say. Work on that and grounding and, you know, go from there. The world is in your hands.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Hi.
You're more than welcome. And you know what? I would be more than willing to help you. I really feel I can help you in that direction. As you can probably tell, I've been very experienced in this career path for some time now. And right now, I do have slots opened up to be able to help and mentor people.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you can get my web address and stuff from Lolita.
Okay. Thank you, Lolita.
All right, hon. Thank you for coming, stopping by.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow,
right,
Lolita.
Thanks, Adam, for doing that. Thank you for doing that for me.
You're more than welcome.
It was really weird. It was a show that she was on.
What a wonderful human being. Mm-hmm.
She was on another show. I think the show was like calling from UK. And you can tell that she was looking for some assistance. And, you know, Pooja's in South Carolina, so I was trying to connect them to, and, you know, with you also. So I told her to stop by the show. And so, it worked in divine.
Cool.
And so we'll see where it goes from there, and hopefully she gets what she was asking for, and she finds people that can help her and get her to the place where she needs to be, you know. But she's awesome.
Okay, cool. Okay, hold on one moment. I am, let's see, I'm just checking on something. Yeah, I was listening to you here, Lolita, and I think that, you know, it's wonderful how that connection happened, and you brought her over to Pooja Desai, to the radio show, and I'm feeling that, you know, we can really help her as a team here. And it's welcome for any of our listeners right now going through the same thing that want to call in and kind of get a feel for what we might think or want to suggest. Feel free. I mean, this option's open to everyone. We're more than willing to take people under our wing, give some help, some good direction, some mentoring, you know, some counseling, whatever the case might be. Just feel free to call in and, you know, if you're not sure, call in and say, you know what, I'm not sure of this. Whatever the case is, we're open here. That's what we're here for. All right. Well, as always, it is a honor to have all of our callers and listeners, and we will be taking calls momentarily with other people that have questions in their life. For those of you tuning in and listening right now, we do have a brief announcement about our specials before tomorrow. If you want to get them booked, go ahead and get them booked today or tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day for those specials. Lolita, what specials are they that we are running right now?
We are offering some great deals let's call them the recession-proof deals, I'm assuming. Adam is offering a fabulous $10 reading for 30 minutes, and you're going to get truth, you're going to get humor, and he's really sincere with his time. So even if he goes over 30 minutes, that's not going to be docked. Pooja, if anyone has not had a chakra clearing done by Pooja, you must try to take this deal. I mean, she has not even, this is like a low price. $55, that includes 30 minutes of an intuitive reading plus a chakra clearing. You cannot beat that deal.
Yeah.
It expires Friday, you guys, so make sure you book it by Friday. If you have a situation that comes up that you would like to book it and it goes beyond Friday, and if you can do it by next Friday, IM me and I'll see what I can work out with you guys. So get on the website at www.howpsychic.com and check out the fabulous specials.
Wonderful. And that is How Psychic, as in how psychic are you? All right. By special request, we do have another caller coming in. I will be bringing you on momentarily. For those of you, we do have a new announcement. If you go to our Psychic Talk Radio show page and you click at the bottom of that page, extra information or more information, whatever it states is just an extension of the information for the show, you will find a widget on there for donations. So anyone that wants to keep our show going, donate to the hosts of the show as well as to keeping the show going and growing strong, you will be able to find that widget on there to make a donation of your choice. Our next caller is coming in by area code 219. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good evening, I should say, actually.
Well, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
And how may we help?
I do have one question. Kind of like it overlaps, but it's just mainly one question. I am taking a huge step tomorrow. I'm going to look at a couple of houses that we're manifesting in our future. One in particular, by the way. And we are.
One
is
what?
One in particular. I'm going to look at a couple of houses, but one in particular. Mm-hmm. That we resonate with, our energy resonate with. And we know that we would like to get the house. And I'm looking at the business aspect of being able to afford the house coming in very soon. I want to see what you see with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually have a question for you real quick. Are you from Jamaica, or what region are you from?
Yes.
Okay, you are from Jamaica. I thought I recognized the accent, but sometimes some of them are so close together. So I didn't want to be rude. Now, I do feel that the house in particular that you are looking into right now seems to be manifesting in the universe pretty well. There is a problem, however, that I feel you've run into with it. And it's sort of more of a delay than it is a stopper on the whole deal. I'm feeling like it has something to do with the price range.
Yes. My intention is not to the list price is not nowhere near where I'm planning to go. So.
Okay. So the list price is not what you're really looking for. However, I feel that this house has been on the market for quite some time as well.
Oh, yes. Over 9 months of the year. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's a year. Long time.
Okay. One warning that I have, which isn't too big, but the buyer up until now, I mean, not the buyer, hello, the seller up until now has been unwilling to budge. But I think with the allotted amount of time that this house has been on the market, if you put in an offer that is reasonable, okay, but yet still affordable for yourself, then this buyer, I mean, Lord, I'm really connecting to you right now. I'm sorry. This seller will be willing to accept the offer.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually just looking at the means because I know
yeah.
we're choosing that house, but I'm looking at the means because
okay.
we're working on something right
okay.
now that will make all of that possible, and that's what I'm actually
mm-hmm.
looking to
okay.
see it happening.
Okay. Well, I still feel that you need to put in an offer that's lower than the list price, of course. Obviously, you're not wanting to pay the list price. The means
oh, no.
will come. You have three options out there for means, and only two of them seem to be in play right now. The third one will be making itself known in the matter of the next 4 days. The first one that you've gone through doesn't seem to be very promising. The second set seems to be the best.
4 days? Wow.
Okay. The means of financing.
Yes.
Okay.
We're not looking specifically to get the means from a loan. I'm looking at my business venture as the means.
Mm-hmm. Your business venture? Because I'm feeling the means of the loan right now I'm connecting to. I'm not trying to avoid your questions here. I'm just connecting to what I'm connecting to.
Okay.
The means of financing for the home itself, there's three things out there, two of which have been in the working. The third one's going to make itself known in a matter of 4 days, but the first one's not very good. The second one's the best. The second one and the first one are the two that you have in working.
The first and the second is the one I have working.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one is the best.
The second way of means for the financing of this is the best. Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling that you don't want to say what the second one is.
That I don't want to say what?
What the second one is, because you said the second one is the best. I'm unsure as to what that is.
Okay. What I'm trying to explain here is that all three are three different types of funding for the home. The second one seems to be the best, and what I mean by this is that it seems to have the most promise.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to relay it
the best way I can.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I only know two, but I guess it will happen. It will happen the way it happens. 4 days
yeah.
is
4 days is when the third one reveals itself. Meaning, like, there might be another option, a third option, in 4 days as for a means of financing of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just put it into a setting of mindset right now. I'm feeling that whichever way you choose to go, however you choose to manifest things in your life, you're going to be successful. Because in the end, the business adventure is going to go well. You're going to get the house, and you're going to get everything at a timeline and a financial means that is, one, acceptable by yourself, that you're going to be very happy and content with, and by two, your other party is going to be very happy and content with.
My other part, oh, wow. That's good to know. The trip is just by faith. Tomorrow I'm just going to look because I want to put my energy in the house. That's
mm-hmm.
only, that's my main reason, just to put my energy there. I want to walk in all the
yeah.
rooms and just lay myself there. That's the
mm-hmm.
only reason why I'm doing it, actually. So
yeah.
make it mine.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. So.
I understand. So I'm feeling that this is really good. You know, I'm just feeling that it's all going to work out and there really isn't anything for you to worry about.
Oh, wow. That makes me feel a lot better. I can go with a positive energy because that's what I'm meditating on, going
precisely
with positive energy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Go on, Lolita.
Bye. Thank you.
I was going to just say something to her. Is she still on air?
Oh, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
How do you feel when you look at these two houses? Because
This particular house, there's one, I'm looking at about five, but there's one particular house that I look at every single day. I would open it
okay.
and then look in every room every single day. So there's this one house that makes me feel as if I am away from home, but I'm home. Because it's very islandy, because it's got a lot of trees in the yard and huge trees that I'm used to seeing when I'm back home. And
okay.
I feel that I needed that connection. I needed it. It's necessary
so
for
are
us
we,
to actually be.
Are you moving? Because I've heard you throughout the network. Are you moving? Did you decide yet or no?
We have manifested moving. That's where our energy is moving from here to there.
Okay.
But it's just based on our energy and our spirit right now. No, nothing has. Well, I've been doing work, physical things, like getting this house prepared to be rented. I've been doing everything that I feel I need to do,
mm-hmm.
even though I am working on faith.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do me a big favor?
Okay.
You keep mentioning manifest. I do believe that you can probably manifest. But I think once you think about something that you want, I suggest you moving to the side and let the universe do its work. And whatever your gut
mm-hmm.
intuition is telling you is what to do. And I feel like you overthink some things. And you're very spiritual, but I think when you manifest too hard, you can suffocate on your results. And just stay in the knowing. It's like that connection
mm-hmm.
of what your gut is telling you. And you don't have any doubts or any questions. So whatever you're doing as far as business, because I'm doing the same thing, and looking at whatever properties that you are, that gut intuition is your answer. And if that's what you
okay.
want, you tell Source, your guides, your angels, this is what I want. And if it's not for my own self-highest good, you show me another one. But move to the
okay.
side and let the universe do its work. Don't focus
mm-hmm.
too hard on one thing, and
okay.
that's what I just picked up on you today. And
you know
a couple
what?
Other
I'm gonna. I need to add something here. Are you're still there, right? On air?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know how much tricks of the trade or wives tricks that you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what you could do, you know what Nan is, right? Jamaican Nan?
Men.
Yeah. I'm not pronouncing it properly, but take your name and put it on a piece of paper. Stick
mm-hmm.
it into a very small Nan, if you can find one, and just bury it nearby that home.
I don't know what a man is.
Jamaican Nan. It's a tuber. It's like a potato.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I've never.
Yeah, Jamaican yam, actually. I'm not saying it right.
Oh, okay. Yam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And put your name inside of it. Like, you put a little hole in it and a small one, and you put your name on a piece of paper inside of that, and you put it somewhere near that property that you're wanting.
Oh, okay.
mm-hmm. It's a little trick of the trade. It ensures everything goes smoothly. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's interesting. Okay. But
all
thank
right.
you both. I will take that advice. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings, hon.
Blessings to you. Well, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. And... sorry. Let me get a little drinky here. Yeah. Had to have a sip of some water. My throat's getting a little dry. All right. So, Lolita, did you have anything from the chat room to bring on?
No, actually, I think everyone's just kind of quiet, actually, in the chat. Oh, well, someone said me. Go ahead and ask your question so I can ask Adam. I'm waiting on someone to ask me. Okay, what area code? Okay, you have a Skype?
Okay, I got her. I got her. I see who
okay.
it is. I'm bringing
right.
you on air right now, darling. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Hey.
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing all
right. All right. How may we help you?
I just had a question about a relationship question.
Okay, go ahead.
Right now I have a friend, him and I have been friends for a really long time, about 5 years now, and we're
Hold on. I'm sorry. Wow.
What?
This guy is so all over the place. I mean, like, okay, is he, like, so sporadic?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, because my head is pulsating when you're telling me about him.
Wow.
It's just pulsating. Like, he is, oh, my God, this guy thinks, like, really, really fast. And it's not like he's ADHD or anything, but he has the symptoms of it. It's like he's got so much to focus on in his life, and he doesn't know what to do first. He doesn't know how to disconnect from his past. And I'm feeling like he's trying. He really is, and he wants to. He wants to make things work with you, but there's also a lot of tension there.
Mm-hmm.
My God, this guy is really, he's a sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
but he's so emotionally, you know, disconnected from himself.
Yep. You nailed it.
And is that the person you're asking a question?
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, because he wants to try out a relationship. We're considering it. But
yeah.
Has been, like, this week has been, like, emotional for us. Like, usually, you know, before it's been kind of okay, but this week has been pretty emotional for us. So, you know, and even so
yeah.
didn't, but I was just wondering if you saw anything.
He is just
like,
crying because he doesn't want to lose you.
What did you say?
He is crying because he doesn't want to lose you.
He's crying? I'm crying too.
He loves you, and you have helped him to love himself again.
You see, that's
you
what
have
said
helped
to me.
Him. Huh?
That's what he has told me, something of that along those lines before.
Yeah. Wow. This
he's like,
is
I felt
like
he said, told me like he felt like dead inside at one point, like, and it's like I brought something more alive out from in him.
Okay.
Our friendship.
Honey, I don't want you to run with it, but he's your soulmate.
Oh. But soulmates don't always.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but here's the dynamic, okay? You guys are meant to be together, and he's going to do everything he possibly can within his mindset to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I keep feeling a whole world apart from each other.
Yeah.
And I know there's not that much distance.
It's not that much, but it is a little distance right now. He used to live where I live, but then he has to move for work. And so there's
mm-hmm.
distance now. We're like about 3.5-4 hours away. But it's like, you know, and like he was even supposed to come this weekend, but then he started now, you know, worried about his finances and not being able to come.
Yeah. Yeah. Honey, don't worry about it. He coming. He going to find a way. I don't care. I don't care what kind of finances situation he's in. He is going to find a way. And he's getting a little worrisome, but he's going to find a way.
Yeah.
Because he feels so out of place where he is. And he just knows that when he's in your arms, he's going to feel at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like stuff he says too. Wow, you read him.
Wow. Okay. And you, my darling, have got to remember that you have a lot of patience and do not give up hope, okay? I want you to know that because, honey, It's really worth it. I don't say that a lot, but this is really worth it.
Well, that's good. That's excellent. Oh, my gosh. I was a little nervous. I was like, oh, gosh, they're probably going to be like, run with your arms flailing. But
no, you got like, a good message.
He's my best male friend, and we tried dating last summer, and it was like he just freaked and like just left, and just was like, oh, I'm going to date someone who left me, and now he's back again.
Yeah, well, he's realizing he ain't going to be happy with nobody else, and he knows it. Okay, girl. So don't worry.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
All right, you're more than welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we have a few callers in queue, but Lolita, did you have anything to add or bring up?
I do have a question. So when someone has a soulmate, and we have lots of soulmates, was that also her twin flame?
It was a twin flame. It was more of a soulmate, kindred spirit kind of type going on there.
So really basically at the end, she can, it's all about teaching one another, you know, certain things. She's there to teach him and he's there to teach her in so many sense.
Oh, yes, but also
kind of
at the same time, they're supposed to evolve together and become this beautiful relationship with, I think, 3 children, which is going to be a little scary for her.
You know, the only thing I would say, and you probably may or may disagree with me, which is okay, we all have patience, but I think the more, you know, whatever place that she's in, you know, spiritually, I think the more that she works on herself, he may be a type of person that, you know, looks at her way of life and then actually can heal himself by watching her. Could that be possible in that learning lesson?
Let's see here. Yes. But then again, you know, reality really is perception and how things are perceived, you know. So it can be anything, and reality can really be created through perception. So their perception, in essence, is what will either make or break this. But right now, I just see it going very well.
That's good. That's good. I would say run on the reality. Especially if the other guy was all over the world, like, go run, far as run. But no, that's awesome.
He's all over the place because he's so emotionally shocked and overwhelmed at how this could have been such a blessing in his life when he feels like, you know, crap about himself for all these years, and he's learning how to love himself again. So, you know, I don't want to say he's all over the place in a bad way. It's really in a good way, you know.
Well, blessings to you, my friend, and it will work out.
Yes.
That's right. All right, who else we got on the phone?
Well, we've got our next caller coming in by area code 613. Hello, caller, and thank you for waiting online.
Oh, it's a pleasure to listen to what you guys are saying. My name is Liz, and I have a question that is not easy in some way. I have a renter. His name is Andrew. He's a very arrogant person. We have to more or less kick him out because it's a non-smoking place. He's smoking. He's drinking more and more. He disturbs the other renter. And I would like to know how hard or easy is it going to be because my husband is sending him voicemail, emails, everything. He's avoiding him as much as possible right now. And we want him out for the 1st of August. I was just wondering how can we approach him in a way that it's going to be like...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know Lolita will have something to add to this because she seems to be very wise when it comes to some of the mundane things here. I'm feeling, though, not to give bad news. I hate giving out bad news. I really do. But I state the truth, good or bad here. I'm feeling it's going to be very difficult to get him out. However, if you know, you pursue this and you keep at it, you will be able to get him out. It's just going to be difficult, okay? And I think that there's a solution to this that would make it very easy. I'm trying to tap into that solution, and I'm seeing eviction. But I'm feeling like maybe you don't want to bring it to that extreme because you don't want to send up red flags elsewhere.
That's the simplest, easy way of getting a renter out. Don't make it harder for yourself. Just go and file in court. You've got 3 days.
Okay. Because
don't make it harder. And you can give him a warning letter, too. Send him an email. Said, if you don't respond to this date, we're going to court, and I will file an eviction. Don't make it harder for yourself. It is. That's why we have the great U.S. court system. Don't make it harder for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I live in Canada, the laws are a bit different there. But here, I would say. Because I tell you the truth, I don't even go in the house if I know I'm going to be alone with him. I feel he has very bad energies.
Okay, so the best way is to go in legal
really
form.
I don't like this guy either. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's your best protection right now. If he's got that, there's no need to be kind. You've been kind and... You know, in reality, you just have to do what you have to do in the court system. There's no ifs, buts about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for myself, do you see any, except for that, do you see anything that would be bad or good? Or, you know, do I have to be warned about anything?
Okay. Well, other than this one situation, there's no warnings out there for you. I don't even think that he would physically try and harm you, you know, but I would be very cautious around him, okay? And what you do and say makes a big difference. But I'm not saying you need to sugarcoat anything with him either. Just to be very cautious around him, not say too much or talk to him too much. Just kind of follow Lolita's advice and the guidelines of your own law system where you are and try and, you know, get this taken care of as quickly as possible. Obviously, it's not going to take forever, and I'm not seeing it taking too long at all. It's just a very difficult process where you're living. Maybe that's why I felt like eviction wasn't so much of a solution for you in particular. But it is something that I'd suggest go ahead and look into. Find out what you can on the eviction process where you are.
Okay, I'll do that.
And do one thing. Don't fear. If you're going to fear him, you're going to attract it. So I want you to put up your head high and you walk whatever you have to do and understand that you're always protected. If you're worrying about that, you're allowing the ego to mess with you. Don't let it mess with you. You're not doing anything wrong to anybody. So always walk out there that you're doing your work, that you're protected. So don't worry about it. You're surrounded. It's all good.
Okay, because my son lives there, and I don't want him to get back to my son, but, you know.
You can't. Don't worry. Okay. It's not all going to work out. Must not worry at all. You must stay positive. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome. Blessings.
Okay.
Bye. Wow. All the way from Canada now. I guess we're getting out there, huh, Lolita?
I know. I guess so. Next time we'll be in India with my peoples. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, how y'all doing? All right.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we have enough time here for just one more caller. Our last caller for for today is coming in under the area code 909. Hello, Paula. You are on air.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm doing good. I'm just wondering. I feel that I do massages and body work, and I feel that my business should be picking up soon, and I'm just curious as to what you have to say about that.
Before the end of the month.
Okay.
First thing that came out. Before the end of the month, you should have 10 more clients.
Okay. Okay, so it's just going to start.
Yes. Body work, this is all pretty good here. Are you there?
Yes, No, I was just
okay.
Listening. I didn't want to interrupt. Okay, so it looks like it should be picking up and...
Yes,
and
it does.
Great, and I also do energy work, too. How is that?
Okay. That will be a part of it. Yeah, that's all picking up together. What area are you in?
I'm in the Riverside area in California.
Ooh, wonderful. Such a beautiful area. Very spiritually inclined. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's all picking up for you.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we can get one more caller, and that went a little faster than I anticipated. All right, our last caller now, again, is coming in under area code 917. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
Good,
doing
and you?
Wonderful.
This is Lisa. I've had a jam-packed day.
okay.
My question.
How may we help you?
Yeah, I have a question about the relationship that I'm in. Well, I've been seeing someone for 4 months, and they contacted me yesterday via text, and I didn't respond yet. And I'm just, I actually really missed the person. I just kind of was going through my own stuff yesterday. And I just kind of see when you see that I'll hear from them, and or should I reach out? Like, what do you see around it?
It's time for you to reach out because the ball's in your court.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to always have to prompt the individual, because I feel like there was a time where you had to do that. You don't have to prompt them anymore, but it is time for you to make a move yourself because now the ball's in your court again.
Okay. Like, you mean, like, well, what you were saying, prompt means, like, could you explain that? I kind of get the gist, but...
Okay, what I mean
really
by prompt is, like, there was a time where you had to keep trying to communicate with the individual to get them to communicate back with you, okay?
Yeah.
At this point, you're not going to have to prompt or initiate communication too much anymore. It's now going to be a 50-50 thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly why I avoided replying, because I'm like, can't you see when you want to talk? so it just got to be that way. And like, do you pick up, I guess, is it safe to call tomorrow morning? I just don't want to call at a time when the person can't speak to me.
Well, it doesn't really matter when you call. The point is as long as you call. Okay. But I'd say the morning to early afternoon would be the best time.
Okay. Yeah, because I have plans with my family this weekend, and I don't like talking to anyone on that level around them because they're just too nosy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
Kind of just. Do you see when I'll see the person again?
Let's see here. That doesn't appear to be coming up until around anywhere between the 28th of this month and around the 3rd or 4th of next month.
Do you see why? Is it something wrong or?
No, I don't feel there's anything wrong. I just don't know why I'm picking up that particular timeline. It's just what's coming through here.
Okay.
Can I add?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What was your question before I ask?
Oh, no. I was just going to add, you know, I'm just curious to see what it is, if anything. I just, I kind of want to make sure that I'm being honest and clear about things and just,
mm-hmm.
and just, that's all. I'll just ask me about that. Whatever you see, I'm just very open now and just feeling like my heart
yeah.
bursted open.
Well, your heart has bursted open, but you know what? You just need to go with the flow, hon. Because right
yeah.
now it's all good. It's all good, and you just need to go with it.
And, you know, I can tell you from experience, whether it be a partner or friends, if you have to start asking questions about anybody, there's something that, you know, we're putting out there in the universe. So the only thing I ask you to do is really don't worry about anybody else's feelings. If you want answers, you pick up the phone. The more clear you get within yourself, the more you're going to actually, the more you respect yourself and ask for what you want, what's best for you, you're going to find people falling off of your path and coming into your
mm-hmm.
path. And just understand mm-hmm. at that time, they're meant for you to be there. And if that person doesn't see you in 3 weeks, it's just not meant for you to see them. And you have to understand that if you really, truly respect yourself. And the more, again, the more you go grow spiritually and go in the flow in the now, you're going to start attracting people that are on the same level as you. I did that, and I have dropped friendships after 30 years because I have a certain respect for who I am. And the people that are coming my way respect me for my culture, my abilities, everything, who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about what you want. And so whatever you want, you fix it, you get it, you walk that path, and you're going to find yourself attracting those people. Don't ever go on the question of doubting or questioning or what time. It's all in divine flow. There's no need for you to know when, why, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go with yourself first. Enjoy. Life is too short. And get to know you more. And you'll find everything just going in the divine flow for you. It
mm-hmm.
is a promise that that's how it works.
Yeah.
I definitely, that really resonated with me when you said that. Really, really, like, I just got a little bit nervous, and I will admit, because I spoke to a friend of mine about dealing with him, and I was just like, well, I don't like to play games. If I want to talk to him, I just call him. And
yeah, texting
calling,
no
yeah,
good.
And then
well, you know what, hon?
It's
not anything you don't know already. This is self-evidency and self-truth that you know already. You're very gifted. You're a psychic yourself and a natural-born healer. Go with it, hon.
And don't tell all your friends that you're ups and downs. That's the one thing that women do wrong. I'm going to talk realistic. You pick out one friend that you want to talk to, because women
mm-hmm.
only tend to remember the negative things. Always put some positive things in it. And if you don't want no one to know, just keep it to yourself. I'm telling you, that it's just the wrong thing to do to tell everybody, because then they
yeah,
want to go,
right.
And then actually, and it makes you go back 10 steps, especially if you're trying to become very spiritual. Go with the flow. Go with the knowing. It, you know, just switch your thoughts. Just, I mean, it will work out. And if he's not meant to be, it's just not meant to be. Trust me on that.
Yeah.
You deserve the best,
no,
but it starts from you. It starts from you, though.
No, I completely believe that. And I actually said that last sentence you just said. I say all the time, it starts with you. But
you got to walk it, sweetie. You got to walk it. Don't be nervous. Nervous is the ego. You just allow the ego to interfere with you. And he got the best of you. Stand up tall. Walk straight ahead. It's all good.
Yeah, I just didn't want to be angry. That's really what I was trying to get out of.
Because
I felt like a little angry, and that's when I was like, oh no, I don't want to sit in anger, and that's why I was like, I don't want to make no. That's I'm sorry.
Go do kickbox and talk it out. That's it. Get
All
over
right.
it.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt here, but we only had a few seconds left, so I wanted to thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you for your help, both of you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
you.
You're more than welcome. Bye bye.
Okay, really quick, I guess, right? All the specials, you guys, Reverend Adam is offering a $10 special for 30 minutes, and Pooja Desai is offering a $55 30-minute intuitive reading, including a chakra clearing. So book your appointment by Friday to get those great deals. Blessings to y'all.
And that's at howpsychic.com. Once more, namaste to everyone. Blessing to all our callers, and thanks to you. Don't forget, visit our show page and make your donation to keep Psychic Talk Radio going strong.
All right.
Namaste and good night.
Okay. Good night.